on 891 AM.
Digital radio.
And the ABC Listen app.
This is Mornings
with David Bevan.
Good morning, Norman Swan.
Hi, David.
Norman, what's your understanding of the situation in Melbourne?
Well, this is getting close to the Parafield cluster in size, very close. Probably by the end of the day, it'll exceed Parafield in its size. And so far, you know, so there's good news and bad news. So the good news is that so far they're all linked, which means the contact tracers still have a handle on this, and they're able to, you know, keep on tracing this down. But it's quite likely that case number one, so this is the first person discovered last Monday, on Monday, in the northern suburbs of Melbourne, was a super spreader. If not a super spreader himself, certainly he was in he or she was in environments like nightclubs and so on, where it could have been super spreading environments. And it looks as if there might have been supermarket spread, customer to customer. And it could spin out of control. And then there's still a gap between the man who came from hotel quarantine in Adelaide back to Melbourne, to Willard. And then it's confusing, but the cases are numbered according to the day, the time at which they were identified. So it was a case five identified, who was a family member, 60-year-old man. He actually is the first case in the chain, even though he was identified a little bit later. But there's still a gap between him and the man who came back from hotel quarantine, and it's not obvious how that occurred. And so there could be circulating cases that they don't know about, and chains of transmission where they can't provide a link. And that's, and also the number of venues are expanding. So you've just got a situation where they may well need a circuit breaker to just get a hold, you know, just get it, you know, get the contact tracing under control. Well, I'm sure it's not out of control. They're very good in Victoria now, and give a chance to stop the virus circulating if there are chains of transmission they don't know about. So it's on a knife edge, I would have thought. And no listener in South Australia should be under any illusion. This all starts with one leak from hotel quarantine. And that's not because South Australia is bad at hotel quarantine. It's that hotel quarantine is bad at COVID, and it will never be good. And so this poor man arrives in the country, made to go into hotel quarantine, negative for COVID, and he goes out positive. Now, if he had been elderly, he could have died of COVID caused by hotel quarantine. And now you've got a state that could well go into lockdown because of one leak from hotel quarantine. And it could have been Adelaide, it could have been Perth, it could have been Sydney or Brisbane, or indeed Melbourne. It could have been anywhere. It's just hotel quarantine is wrong. And we have this intransigence at Commonwealth level to take responsibility and change it, because it's never going to be good, never going to be good. And you've got to get isolated facilities like Howard Springs where they're not sharing air with each other. And that's what South Australia needs. It's what every state needs for itself. Yes, it's expensive, but how much is it going to cost to lock down, if it goes that far, to lock down Victoria for a week? Mm. And then you've got the glacially slow vaccine rollout. Yes, it's had its problems, but it's been glacially slow, and we've just got to get vaccinated and vaccinated fast, because this is the Indian variant. And the Indian variant is more contagious than the British variant. And the British variant is twice as infectious as the original virus. The Indian variant, at least the 0.2 variant, this isn't the 0.2, by the way, this is the 0.1, but the 0.2 is about 40 or 50% more contagious than the British variant. We don't actually know that number for the 0.1. But these are contagious variants. And we're just lucky so far. You know, they say, oh, well, you get complacent saying, well, you know, you went into lockdown in South Australia and you got no more cases. Well, that's luck. Well, I mean, it's partly luck. I mean, it's not luck in terms of contact tracing and tying everything down. That's not luck. That's the hard work of South Australian contact tracers. But what is lucky is that only 10% of people who get infected with this do the spreading. But boy, when they spread big time. Mm. And that's where the risk is. So we're lucky that probably in Queensland, in South Australia, and certainly in Sydney a few weeks ago with a man shopping for barbecue shops. Those were lucky that almost certainly the intermediaries, which were never found, were part of that 80-90% who don't spread. But, you know, you're willing to bet our lives and the national economy on that roll of the dice.
Looking at the report which was released yesterday here in South Australia into the origins of all this, this is in the Medi Hotel here in Adelaide, it's worth considering this, isn't it? Just reading from the report, there were two occasions on the 3rd of May 2021 when entry doors opened within 30 minutes of each other. For example, on one occasion, case B opened his room door to collect his meal. Then 18 seconds later, case A opened his door to collect his meal. This was the time during which case B was infectious. But prior to staff knowing his positive COVID-19 status, he was subsequently moved to a COVID-19 Medi Hotel. A similar situation was observed again on the same day with a time lapse of less than 12 minutes. Due to the camera angle, it was unclear from the review of the CCTV footage if both case A and B wore a disposable surgical mask during these episodes of a door opening. It's quite frightening that this could happen. These guys aren't hanging out together in a nightclub. They're not shouting at the...
No. That's right. And this would have happened, by the way, with the original virus. You know, you don't need the Indian variant to get this sort of problem. And what are you going to do? I mean, you're going to hang out a security officer or somebody who's delivering the meals. This is the system that's wrong. If it all depends on coordinated opening doors by accident, you're stuffed, to be blunt. You know, you've got to have a cabin, which is open air, and you open the door and nothing happens because it goes out into the fresh air and blows away. But, you know, as soon as you're in this situation, and even in some of these Medi hotels where they've done proper ventilation testing, even the ventilation testing can fail to pick it up because you can get negative pressure inside the room, which sucks out the air. That's great. But they've shown in some circumstances, if the wind changes and blows towards the hotel, you can have periods of minutes where a negative pressure room turns into a positive pressure room and pushes the air out. It's just mad stuff. And, you know, we scratch our heads, we do these inquiries, we work out how on earth did this happen. God knows how much money they spent in South Australia on this inquiry to find out what happened, fair enough. But you don't need to do an inquiry. It's been known now that hotel quarantine, right virtually since the beginning, does not work. And the state authorities have been deluded by national government advice from the Infection Control Expert Group, which said... airborne spread is not a problem. You only get this with 1.5 metres and droplet spread. Just not true. What is true, you can get it from droplet spread, but you get it through the air. In Sunshine Hospital in Victoria, you had a negative pressure room, somebody in it, and they didn't realise that some of the air was venting into the corridor, and nurses at a nursing station metres away got infected. Same story, David.